Good morning. Thank you for joining here with us here at the East Point Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I hope that your week has been well, and it's good to be with you this morning once again on this first Sunday in May. And I just pray today that you will be blessed if you haven't already been, and I pray that you are doing well. Announcements this morning. I don't really have too many this morning other than what I've been hearing through Facebook and reading off and on about the businesses starting to reopen here and there. But please be in continued prayer about our people going back to work. And I know they're ready to get out and go back to work. But please be in prayer and about that, and just continue to be patient as things get back to hopefully get back going and starting up again. So we just want to thank you this morning for being with us. I see you popping up on my screen this morning, and it's good to see you once again. Prayer concerns this morning. I'd like to pray for those that are sick this morning. I'd like to pray for those that are watching this morning. I'd like to pray for my co-workers this morning. Just pray, just continue to, Paul says, be in continual prayer. Pray without ceasing. So I pray a lot. I try to pray as much as possible. I pray whenever I think about it. So if you ever see me sitting at a red light or somewhere thinking I'm talking to myself, I'm not crazy, I'm praying. So you don't always have to close your eyes to pray, but you know, you can pray anywhere you're at any time, because God is that type of God. God is an open God. God is a receiving God. God is a God that is listening, and He pays direct attention to you when you call upon His name. So I'd like to begin this morning by asking you to bow with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, it's such a joy to be able to be a part of this day. Lord, as I looked outside this morning, I just the wind was blowing a little bit, and I felt pretty good outside as I stepped outside on the deck. And God, I just was getting ready to come to church this morning and share your word today. And God, I just pray now this morning, Lord, those that are up and watching, Lord, maybe they'll be watching later on today. Lord, having church wherever they are today, Heavenly Father, God, we just ask your blessings amongst us, Heavenly Father. God, your word says where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst of them, Heavenly Father. So God, I know that you're with us this morning. I know that you're not against us this morning. I know that you're for us this morning, Lord, and that you love us. And God, we just want to tell you this morning that we love you. Lord, even though we are not perfect, even though that we make mistakes on a daily basis, Heavenly Father, but Lord, we thank you for continuing to love us and for continuing to care about us, Heavenly Father. So God, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, all unrighteousness, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you to be with the sick, the lost, the dying this morning, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you to be with those that are depressed today. Lord, those that are brokenhearted today. Lord, those that are under bondage today, Heavenly Father. God, we just ask you just to bless them today, Lord. Lord, loosen the yoke of bondage today, Heavenly Father, whatever it may be, God. And Lord, if there be any hindrances in our lives that is keeping us from growing closer to you, from walking closer to you, God, we ask you to remove those hindrances, Lord. We ask you to get rid of them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, let us decrease that you can increase in our lives and in our hearts, Heavenly Father, in our thinking, God, in our speaking, and in our ways of living. So God, we thank you this morning. Lord, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross as always. Lord, let me speak your word through me as a willing vessel, Heavenly Father. God, let me not take any glory for what you would have done today and what you would have said today, Heavenly Father. But God, I give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, today I'd like to again thank you for watching and being with us this morning. It's always exciting to see your names on the screen here. I got a good word today. I was just sharing with Dennis something that God had just prompted my heart last week to incorporate in the service. But the Lord says sometimes just wait upon that. Just wait upon that. And that it'll be a good time, because you know the word never goes away. God's word never goes to waste. So today I'd like to share with you out of the book of Isaiah. And I would like to ask you today, do you ever think about doing any revival praying? You know, we are in a time right now. We are in a time right now that we need to be crying out to God. In Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 15, I want to read something to you this morning. Maybe if you have a pen, a piece of paper, you might want to write these scriptures down because they may help you later on today or in this upcoming week. As you know, because where I find my most difficulties, where I receive the most trouble is not here behind this pulpit. It's out in the highways and in the byways. It's out in the streets right here where I live, in my community, in my workplace. You know, the devil comes at us at all different angles. You know, if he can distract you, if he can cause you problems, he will. But you know what? We don't, like I always like to tell you, you don't have to let him. I've always said the devil can't steal your glory. He can't steal your salvation. He can't steal anything. And he can't do anything unless you let him do it. Unless you open the door, he can't come in. Like I've said in the past several weeks, you got to keep rebuking the devil. You got to keep speaking the name of Jesus Christ. You got to keep speaking and covering the blood of Jesus Christ over your families and yourselves, your workplaces, wherever you're at, even in your vehicles, wherever your phones. You know, I know a lot of people spend a lot of time on their phones. You need to be speaking the blood of Christ over your phones because there's a lot of evil on these phones. If you let your fingers do the walking, say, I've done that many times. I've seen comments on Facebook, and man, I tell my wife, well, I'm going to comment on that. I'm going to do some retaliating on that one right there. And you know what? I let the devil take over, and that's what causes me so many problems. But yet, what I forget to do most of the time is I forget to pray and cry out to God. Now, listen, I want to read something to you this morning out of Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 15 to begin with. Man, I get excited about this. This is wonderful this morning. Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 15 says this to us. Isaiah now wrote this. He says, look down from heaven and see from your lofty throne, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your might? Your tenderness and compassion are withheld from us. Isaiah, right here in this verse 15 of chapter 63. Listen, there was a lot of things going on in Isaiah's time when he wrote this. When he looked around his world, when he looked around at what was going on and things that were taking place, he cried out to God. He complained to God. He said, God, why are you doing what you're doing? Just like most of us are asking God today, why is God letting things go on like he is? Why is God letting this virus take over everything and shut down everything? Why are people dying today of this virus? And why is God just sitting up there in his lofty heaven and not doing nothing? Is God even paying attention to me? Does God even care? You may have those same questions this morning. But listen, Isaiah, he was writing here as he looked around. He says the same, he thought the same things. He said the same things were going on. He said, I know. He said, God, are you even paying attention? Listen, I want to tell you something this morning. You may not think so. You may not believe what I'm about to tell you, but God is paying attention this morning. God does know what's going on in this world of ours today. He knows exactly what's going on. And he's not just sitting back letting things take place. God is actually doing something. God is actually bringing people closer to him today, because, you know, I want to tell you why today. Because there's some revival praying going on. There's some crying out to God going on, amen. There's some crying out to the Holy God Almighty that sits on the throne of heaven today, hallelujah. He's crying, we're crying out to God more now than we have ever done before. And that's what's so great about God. He is listening. He is hearing you today cry out to him. I see a lot of bickering going on social media. I see a lot of going back and forth between people. But listen, we need to remember, don't let your emotions overrule you. Don't let your emotions overpower you. Even Isaiah writes here in the book of this very chapter, he goes on to say that there was people. He said, God, your cities are being burnt. He said, God, people are under the control and the power of sin, and they can't break free from them. But yet God says, listen, I know what you can do. If you're tired of what's going on around you, if you're tired of what's taking place, Cry out to God. Ask God to come down. Cry on your knees today and ask God, come down to me where I am. And listen, God will be there. God will come down to you today, because I want to tell you why. He is a personal God. He is a loving, merciful God. And He wants to have a personal relationship with you. He don't care about what your phone. He don't care about our desires today. You know, as I said in my prayer, we got to decrease and let God increase. And that's the only way you can have a closer walk with Thee, is you got to decrease and let God in. You got to decrease and let God take control. You got to decrease and let God guide you. You got to decrease and let God direct you. You got to decrease and let God fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit. You got to decrease and let God increase. And that way you can walk and stand against the fiery darts of the devil this morning. And not only today, but every day. And you can have a glorious life right now. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have a glorious life. I hear a lot of preachers, oh, we've got to wait till we get to heaven. I hear a lot of people talk, oh, it's going to be great someday when we get to heaven. And guess what? It's going to be great someday when we get to heaven. But let me tell you something today. It's going to be great right now. You can have a great life right now if you cry out to God. I hear a lot of crying going on. I'm the biggest crier you're looking at this morning. I cry about everything. You ask my wife, and she don't like me using her in my sermons, but I'm a big crier. I'm a big complainer about every little thing, and I blow a gasket just about every little thing. But yet, what I forget to do is cry out to God. Oh God, you know, one of the smallest word that is missing today from our prayers is a two-letter word. I wish this was my quote. I wish this was my quote, but it's not. Two little words. Two little letters. O-H. Oh God. Oh God is missing from our prayer. You know, Jesus taught us how to pray. He taught His disciples how to pray. He taught His disciples, when you pray, you are to say, Hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be Thy name. That's what He taught His disciples to say. That's how He told them to pray. He said, when you pray, you ought to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Man, there's something great about that. Our Father. Man, I get excited about it. Listen, I'm getting reeled back up. I'm getting excited to tell you this morning. Man, I get excited when I say those words, Our Father. He's my Father. He's your Father this morning. Our Father who art in heaven. I know where my Father is today. I know I have an earthly Father that's in the kingdom of God this morning. And I know someday that I'll see Him again, because He died when I was 16. But listen, but my Father, my Abba Father, He's in heaven. He's the King of, He's the ruler of heaven this morning. And I know someday, Abba Father, when I cry out, Abba Father, when I cry out, Abba Father, He knows me, He hears me, He sees me, He knows my deeds, He knows my heart. The Word of God says that with man, we only see the outward appearance of the heart, but God sees the heart itself. God looks upon the heart. He sees your deeds as one. He knows if you're being distant. You know, I hear a lot about social distancing. I hear a lot about keeping 6 feet apart. But listen, I want to tell you, can I be so bold to say this morning, can I tell you a truth this morning, that God is tired of this social distancing that people have between Him and them. God wants to be up close and personal with you this morning. God is contagious this morning. Let me tell you, if you get too close to God, He will consume you. He will set you on fire this morning. He will change you. He will reshape your whole world. Let me ask you this morning, what is your world flavored with this morning? You know, whatever your Isaiah right here, he was complaining about what was going on around him because that's all he saw. But let me tell you something this morning. That's what his world at that moment was flavored with. He saw what was going on. He was in a desperate situation. And he was in desperate need of God. Are you in a desperate need of God this morning? Are you flavored with God this morning? Or are you flavored with the world around you this morning? Think about that just for a minute. Are you flavored with whatever's going on around you? Are you letting that control your mind and your thoughts and your actions? Are you flavored with God? Listen, I want to tell you something this morning. Be saturated. I love that word. Being saturated. Be saturated with God this morning. I know this is a little strong this morning. I know this is a little bold this morning. A little fiery this morning. But listen, we're too long. God said we've been stagnated. God said we've been stagnated for too long. We need to be stirred up. We need to be stirred up in the Spirit. Not in the flesh. We need to be stirred up in the Spirit. And let God saturate your life. Let God saturate your heart. Let God saturate your mind. Let God saturate your tongue. That way when you speak, you only speak what God wants you to. When you cry out to God, He said, you know, in James chapter 4, let me find that. In James chapter 4 and verse 3, He says, you do not receive because you pray and it miss. Let me just read that to you. It says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Listen, I want to be so bold as to say again this morning, for too long, and I'm guilty of it myself, I pray every Sunday before I stand before this pulpit. And when I step inside this pulpit, I pray. I pray that God have all the glory. I pray that God receive all the glory from the word that He has instilled in my heart, instilled in my spirit. I say, Lord, remove me out of the way, and that's why I do that, is because I don't want any glory. I don't want to steal any glory from God. And let me be so bold to say this morning, for too long of a time, we've been stealing glory from God and keeping it for ourselves. We've been stealing glory from God and keeping it and using it for our own selfish desires. But yet God says, you don't know what you ask because you don't get what you ask for because you pray amiss because of your own selfish desires. You want to use it for your own selfish desires. But yet, listen, I want to be honest with you this morning. Wow. I hope this is a blessing to you this morning. Listen, you know you can't throw no rocks at me this morning or flatten my tires because you're not in the park lot or in the church house this morning. That's all right. But listen, this is the truth of God's word this morning. Listen, God don't want you to go away mad today. God don't want you to be upset today. Well, I don't like what that preacher's preaching today. I don't think he should be saying all that. But listen, I want to tell you, I'm a disciple of Christ this morning. I'm an obedient servant of the Lord this morning. I try my best every day to do what God wants me to do. And listen, there's no exception this morning. When God says for me to say what I got to say and He speaks through me, then I got to do what the Lord asked me to do. And I want to be an obedient servant unto the Lord. I want Him to saturate my mind. I want Him to saturate my heart. I want Him to saturate everything about me in my family, my being a husband, being a grandparent, being a father to my own children, being a friend to people. And as I know in the past I've hurt people's feelings. I know in the past I've done wrong to people. And I still hear backlash from it. But yet now today, if you only knew what the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, and hopefully that my life is reflecting every day of the week, because I want to be saturated with God. I want to be saturated with His love and His power. And I want to be able to speak it and spread it and share it forward with people out there in the world that need it the most. Because I don't think there's a person beyond the sound of my voice today that doesn't need stirred up. Amen. I hope you're saying, I see a few amens on my screen this morning. I hope that you're not being I don't know about that. Listen, the Lord wants you to be stirred up today. The Lord wants you to be flavored today with His Spirit. The Lord wants you to be walking today in the power of the Holy Spirit, claiming the name of Jesus Christ for your life, covering your life, you're covering your family, covering your friends, covering your enemies today. Listen, the Bible says we must pray for our enemies. And listen, we got to do that. We got to keep pressing forward. Now listen, I want to keep on going forward this morning. I hope this has been good to you so far. Because listen, I'm excited about God. I'm excited about His Word, as you can tell this morning. I'm like this every day. I have a song in my heart that God has placed there, and no man's going to steal it out of my heart. No devil and angels and demons and the bits of hell is going to steal it out of my heart, out of my spirit, because that's how much I love the Lord. That's how much my life is flavored of God. And I want Him to continue to season me. I want Him to continue to season my life, and I pray that He'll continue to season season your life. I pray that you'll be so seasoned you won't be able to contain the Word of God. You won't be able to contain the deeds of God. You won't worry about what's going on around you, but yet you'll cry out to God just like Isaiah did. You'll cry out to God and ask God to come down. You'll get so serious. Listen, this is what I think we got to do the most this morning. I'm no philosopher. I'm no prophet. But listen, I am a servant of God. And He tells me that we got to be serious about God. We got to have a desire such for God that we've never had before. You want to see things start to change? You want to see your heart start to change? You want to see lives start to change? Then get serious with God. Don't worry about programs. Don't worry about receiving glory for yourself. Don't worry about all that stuff. Get serious with God and God will get serious with you. Draw close to God. He'll draw close to you. And I guarantee you, if you draw close to God, He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to forsake you. He promises us that. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He said, I'll be with you until the end of the age. I'll be with you until the end of time. And now, hallelujah. Praise God Almighty this morning. We can honestly say and stand on the Word of God today. We can take the Word of God directly to our lives and to our hearts because it's an awesome Word. It's a powerful Word. It's a real alive Word today. And you got to claim it. Listen, don't just claim the Word of God. Claim God Himself. Don't just read the Word of God and say, well, I want to believe this part, but I don't want to believe that part. Listen, don't worry about that because God will open the Word up to you. He'll reveal to you just like He does to me all the time. Wonderful and glorious things. And then guess what? You'll go out. You'll say, hey, Pastor, do you know what? I read this right here and I've never seen this before. And I did some digging. I did some research and I got down on my knees and I prayed to God about it. And then you know what? He showed this to me. He said this to me. And He wants me to go out and do this. I don't know if I can do it. But listen, you can do it if you're saturated with God. If you'll let Him saturate you. If you'll let God flavor your life. If you'll let God wrap His arms around you. If you'll let God love you like He's never loved you before. Listen. Let me recant that statement. Listen, it's not that God's never loved you that way before. It's that God, you've never loved God that way before. Amen. Myself, man, I want to love God more and more every day. I just don't want to love. Hey, you know what He told you? You know what? Listen, I got something real quick I want to share with you. Over in the book of Revelations, I believe it says in chapter 3, I may be wrong. I'm trying to find it in my notes here. But there was a letter wrote to a church, Laodicea. He said, you know, God's Word says in Revelations chapter 3, I believe it is. He says that to the church of Laodicea, He says, you know, I wish you were neither hot or cold. I wish you were one or the other. He said, I wish you were either hot or cold. And I want to tell you something this morning. Church family, can I say one more thing to you? Can I say one more thing to you this morning before we close? God don't like in the middle. There is no middle with God. Either you're on fire for God or you're not. God don't like lukewarm. I don't like lukewarm coffee. I don't like cold coffee at all. I don't know where they ever come up with cold coffee with ice cubes in it, but I don't like it at all. I'll just be honest with you. Now, you may do. You may like that whatever they call that cold coffee, but I don't like it. And listen, I want to tell you this morning. This relates to the Word of God. This relates to God Himself. God don't like for us to be lukewarm. God don't like for us to be hot or cold. God wants us to be on fire for Him. God wants us to walk and desire only Him. God wants us to live every day of our lives for Him. God wants us to, when we pray, God says, you know what? Don't worry about, you know, a lot of times I think that I'm entitled to God's blessings. I think this because I'm a child of God that I should receive all of God's blessings because Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and He made it possible. But listen, I shouldn't even be thinking that I deserve anything. Amen? Can you say amen to that this morning, church? Can you say amen to that? We shouldn't even be thinking that we deserve anything from God. Because listen, if your life is saturated, if you are really walking in the love of God, if you're living your life and desiring more of God, listen, you ain't going to have to worry about no blessings. Let me just tell you. You ain't going to have to ask God to bless you. Because he's going to pour them out. He's going to open the windows of heaven. He's going to open the floodgates of heaven. And he's going to pour out those blessings unto you. Because he said, I know that person's heart. I know Philip's heart. And he is doing, they are doing. And hey, I'm going to bless them with all the blessings they can possibly handle. You know, everywhere I go, everything I do in my life, I'm blessed. And I'm not bragging, but I'm boasting, not in myself. I'm boasting in my God. I'm boasting in my Abba Father. He blesses me unconditionally. I don't deserve every blessing that the Lord gives me. I don't deserve any of those blessings. But he says, you know what? I'm going to give them to him anyway. Because he loves me. He desires me. He wants to grow closer to me. And I see his heart. I see your heart. I see your deeds. So listen, I want to close with this today. I always ask my church that when here on Sunday morning, I always ask them, are you glad you got up and came to church? One time, let me share this with you real quick. One time I was at the Faith Church over at Dudley Brock's church, and we were doing a devotional, a teen devotional. I think it was on Wednesdays. It was at 6 o'clock on Wednesday nights. And Colby Sandlin, I hope you don't mind me using him in my sermon, but Colby Sandlin said this to me. He said, I remember it just like it was yesterday. He said, when he comes to church, he said, I want to walk out a little better than I came in. I hope today, my prayer for you is this. I hope today that you leave this service a little better than you came in. I hope today that God has revealed to you something that will bless your life, that will unlock your heart, that you will just open the areas of your life that you keep off limits to God. I hope and pray that the Lord will bless you as you cry out to him, as you cry out unto the Lord, as you cry for him to be with you. He's with you. He's with you always. Cry out to God today. Let him know how much you desire him. That's what God wants to hear from us. Amen. That's what God wants from us. That's what God needs from us. He wants to know how serious we are with him and how serious we want to be with him. Now listen, it's not easy being a Christian. It's not. It's not easy being a Christian. And it's not easy being a pastor. But it's a worthwhile doing. It's worthwhile. It's a worthwhile blessing to be a child of God. And I hope and pray today that the Lord bless you, keep you, and just continue to do a mighty work in your life today. And for every day that comes tomorrow, in the future, until the day we are called home to be with him in heaven. Would you bow with me for prayer today? Heavenly Father, most gracious God, wow, Lord, I stand amazed in your presence. God, I am an unworthy servant. I'm unworthy of anything from you. I'm unworthy of your love. I'm unworthy of your blessings. But God, I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for blessing those that are watching today. God, I thank you for loving us all. Lord, it's not about me. It's not about what I do and how I do it. It's about your glory. It's about you, Lord. God, let us draw closer to you every day. Let us draw close unto thee, that you can draw close unto us as we draw close unto you. Lord, let us have a bond that is just inseparable. Let us have a bond with you that cannot be separated. Let us have such a desire in our hearts for you, Lord. Lord, that we cry out to you and just thanking you. Let us bask in your love. Let us bask in your glory, Heavenly Father. God, season our lives with your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your tenderness, your compassion. God, flavor our world with yourself. Lord, let us not be focused on what's going on around us, but let us be in prayer. Let us be in serious prayer. Let us be in devotion unto you. God, I pray today that those that are watching, those that may be watching later on, Lord, I pray your blessings upon them and their families, Heavenly Father. God, I pray a hedge of protection upon every person, this entire nation, Lord. Lord, I pray for the church this morning. I pray for the church universal, Heavenly Father. God, we await your return. And until that time, Heavenly Father, we pray that we can be together again, God. Keep us safe. Watch over us, protect us, lead us and guide us by the direction of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we humbly will give you the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And we humbly ask this now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for watching. We love you here at East Point. And if I can be of any help to you at all, please don't hesitate to message, text, call. I'll be happy to help you in any way I can. I'll pray for you as you pray for me. God bless you.